Yesterday, I had a sit-down wee. I often have sit-down wees. I only really have sit-down wees at home.
Yep.
And as I did a wee, a bit of poo come out. That's never happened to me before.
Here we go.
Well, I specifically...
Here we go again.
I specifically thought I'll save this for the Patreon.
Christ.
But that has never happened.
What do you mean? Well, you...
I sat down to do a wee.
I'm in a conundrum here because do I want another episode that's centered around your fucking bowel movement?
This is solely just this little bit.
Okay, you have, it is 40 seconds in, you have until it says 2:30.
It's more than enough. Okay. I've pretty much done already.
Okay.
I sat down on the toilet to do a sit down wee. I pushed out to do a wee.
Yep.
And as I weed, poo come out my bum.
A lot or a bit?
Not loads, but enough to be like, I did not know there was about to be a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the end of the story. My concern is, what's happened? My bowels are gone, I think.
I think you're getting old, you know?
Yeah, I'm losing control of my bowels, aren't I?
Maybe you should get your prostate checked out.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
Aren't you at the age where you should be looking to get that sort of little finger up the arse?
My wife checks it now and again.
I suppose she's a nurse.
Exactly.
She knows what she's doing.
She's medically trained.
I wonder if you could get her to check it for you.
She wouldn't know what she's checking.
You don't think so? Because they got to go in, didn't they? Don't they? They go in, yeah. And then like to the left.
A geezer at work had it done a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a couple of, well, about a month ago, actually. Oh, he didn't half get himself worked up over it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because he had to have a finger up the arse by another geezer.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the end of the story. Okay. Record timing, but yeah, just thought I'd let you know.
There you go.
This is where I do my toilet dumps,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Well, you're interested in, or you're personally interested in my...
I find it hilarious.
I said to my wife yesterday, she went, oh, your hair looks nice. This is before I had it cut, and I was sick. And I said, I washed it myself. She went, you washed your hair? She was like... But it's wash day tomorrow.
Fucking hell. That is so strange.
She's like, I wash your hair. I think she was a bit upset. I washed it myself. I was like, but babe, I've done some really dirty work this week.
I had
to wash my hair.
I've told a lot of people about this scenario, the fact that you don't use soap until Friday. I've told a lot of people.
Thanks.
And I always cover it by saying, but he doesn't smell or look dirty. So I always say, I don't understand how it works, because if I don't shower for 2 days, I'm smelling. Definitely my bollocks are stinking up. They're probably smelling now, and I've had a shower this morning. So I just don't understand exactly how it works. And every single person, my nana that I've spoken to about it, I always do say, I go, he ain't dirty, but he's only washing technically once a week. But Steph's sister's husband, he's a very athletic human being. He runs like every day and like professionally and shit. Like he's proper athlete type shit. And his idea of having a quick wash is just having a shower with just water. Whereas my idea of a quick wash is I won't wash my hair. I'll wash everything else because it's quicker. I just don't get it. I really don't understand it. But if it's working for you, it's working for you. I just needed to get that out there.
No, that's fine. We all know my reasons.
We understand them. Let's not fill the podcast up with it.
No. But, you know, I washed my hair this week.
Well done.
And I'm going to wash it tonight. So it's going to get two washes. It's
fantastic.
Which is crazy. But
head and shoulders on it twice.
Yeah, I just think, well, I don't smell because I'm still washing with water and I'm still using deodorant.
Okay.
And aftershave. And at the end of a work day, I might go, only if I lift my armpits up, and go, boy, yeah, a little bit smelly. Never like, oh, that's disgusting.
Maybe you're not just odour.
I'm just not a really smelly person. I don't think I am.
There's definitely some people that we work with that smell like absolute shit.
For sure.
Absolute shit.
You know, I have a t-shirt with our work logo on that I can't wear no more because it just stinks.
Mm.
It's one of them. It gets washed. And I put it on for an hour,
and it stinks.
Yeah. Like, it all comes back to the surface.
Yeah, I got a couple of T-shirts where they're old, but I can't bring myself to throw them away. And if I wear them, they're like T-shirts that I wore, like, every day when I was BMXing. So it's like they've been sweated in. And it's like, if I wear them, same as that, in an hour, I'll just be sweating for no reason. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sweating. It's like the t-shirt's brought it out of me.
Yeah, so I've had to throw that away. Because even my wife said to me, you don't ever smell like that. I've never smelt you.
Mm.
Like, she's never smelt me smell bad. So that is not like a normal smell because I just don't smell. I'm not that sort of person. But nevertheless, let's move on from my...
Ash has assigned
hygiene.
Vader Funko Pop. I have ingratiated him, introduced him, inducted him into the world of...
Groomed me.
We've gone full circle. Pops. It was Steph and yourself that truly got me... It was Steph that got me my first ever Funko Pop. And tried to get me into collecting Funko Pops. And I think it was a collective between the two of you of introducing me into the collecting world of Funko Pops. And now, much like how it happened with Elden Ring, I overtook you and have now introduced you into a higher up, into a higher being of the thing that you introduced me to originally.
Ironically, you have become the Darth Vader of Funko Pops because the apprentice has become the master.
Pretty much. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. You've got your hard stack. You've got your fucking little card certificate to say, yep, this is real. And then your signature. And it's a good signature.
I will never need another signed object in my life. That's more than enough for me. I've got my hero signature. Mm. I've got my two heroes, Eminem and Hayden Christensen. That's all I need. I've done. Mm. Completed it.
We went to the Star Wars celebration and Ash was fucking in regret about not paying the ridiculous price to get a photograph or a signature from Hayden Christensen. And I feel like we both tried to nullify that by saying, look, he wanted 250 big ones to just fucking be in the presence of him. You can get his signed shit on eBay for 250 quid.
I would say that he didn't want that. I would say that is what they were charging.
Yeah.
I don't think, because if you see him out in the street, and I've read posts about it, he's not one to go, no, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, he ain't seeing that 250 per person. That's the fucking venue that's charging that because they know that they can, and they know that, like they always say, Star Wars fans will pay whatever they fucking want because they're stupid. When it comes to money, they will spend whatever they want as long as it's got Star Wars slapped on it. And obviously, Hayden Christensen is the Godfather. So when we pick that up for £100 less than what we should have, fantastic. It's a fantastic pop on your first list.
If you just look at that pop, how much is that pop on its own?
I don't know.
Exactly. So we take the price of the pop away. Let's have a little look-sees. Continue talking.
Because it's from the Clone Wars, isn't it?
No. This is from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Sorry, no, yeah. That's from the Clone Wars. That Darth Maul.
Darth Maul is, yeah.
I apologise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that Funko Pop is about 23 quid on eBay, pre-owned. So, yeah, I'd say, yeah, it's on loads of websites for 22 quid. It's all out of stock. This one's £27.
So we'll call it 20 quid to be fucking conservative about it.
So, yeah, about £110 for the signature then.
Decent. Real decent. It's fantastic. It's an incredible first Funko Pop to have as a signed one. Really, really fucking good. Really
and it's
decent.
Still now, and I have looked, it's the only one I've seen that's been signed.
Mm.
So let's have another look while I'm on the subject.
We
still can't see one. I've even wrote in the exact number of it. Still no signed ones. Might be the only one in the world.
We didn't talk about Days Gone in the normal podcast.
Oh, yes, I did mean to touch on that, yeah.
Yeah, because you've played it, haven't you?
Not only have I played it.
You platinumed it.
I've platinumed it.
Well, I, much like how you and me had a thing going with God of War where I hadn't played it properly and you were like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I've played it properly and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck was I doing? Me and Mark have the same thing, but with Days Gone, because Mark, has Mark platinumed it or has he just completed it? I can't remember, one of the two. But he's always said it's an extremely underrated game. And when I've tried to play it in the past, because obviously it's a free game on PlayStation, part of that collection thing. So it was already in my library. It was very cheap on Steam, so I bought it and was playing it on the Steam Deck. And Mark was like, try playing it on the PlayStation instead. Well, I'd tried ages ago, sort of not long after it came out. And I played about an hour and went, no, this isn't for me. And I never knew why. And then I played it on the Steam Deck while I was in Ireland. And I was like, this ain't that bad. I was like, I'm quite enjoying this. So I downloaded it again on the PlayStation because I was like, from an enjoyment point of view, I'm going to enjoy it more on the PlayStation than I am on the Steam Deck. I just am. Steam Deck's big. I don't know how to explain it. When you're playing, even though it's still a controller setup, it feels quite big. The analog sticks are a bit finicky. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. It seems like a lot of fun. And I can't really... I saw someone talking about it, saying someone recently on the PlayStation group completed it and said they can't understand how it won no awards and didn't even have a sniff at Game of the Year.
Let me tell you why.
Go on.
Because it came out at the same time as another very, very big game. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess, and I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it came out around the same sort of time as Red Dead Redemption 2. So, by default, it's getting compared to that shit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know when it actually come out. I don't know what it come out alongside with. Because did it have a rocky... Other than that, did it have a rocky release?
Yeah, there was a few bugs. It weren't perfect, but it really is a fucking great game.
Mm.
I loved it. I literally loved it. Like, really loved it. And I was also... I remember because... Oh, it might have been God of War it came out.
Ah.
Maybe.
That would, that might.
It might be. I can't remember. But it came out at the same point as another big game, and I remember it getting dragged over the coals for it. But I think it's fantastic. It's underrated as fuck. Always raved about it. Nothing's been done like it since or before that I can think of.
Mm.
And yeah, it just really scratches that zombie apocalypse itch. You know, you're going around scavenging fucking suppressors out of cars. And
It is scratching my Last of Us itch. It's nowhere near the same type of game. But already, I'm getting quite attached to the characters.
Can I ask where you're up to?
Really, really not far.
That game goes on a lot longer than you would think it does. Mm,
yeah, no, I'm really not far. I am just out of the fucking camp at the beginning.
Have you faced the Horde yet?
No.
You haven't even experienced those gongies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the game is.
Exactly. When I say that my first couple of times trying to play it were minimal, they were minimal. Really fucking minimal. So I've got my crossbow. And I am
a boozer.
I've got to go back to a radio tower and clear it out of who are those people with the fucking scars on them and the bald geezers?
The things. Yeah,
those people.
The people that burn people.
So I've been in the camp and the mechanics fucking parted out my bike and has given me a new one, but it's shit. And that's pretty much where I'm at. Because what happened was I was playing it this morning, got to that point, because I only played it for like an hour, not even that, and it was still downloading, because I put it in rest mode to download, but it never finished the fucking download. Oh my God, there's another game that we haven't spoken about yet, we'll get to that.
I know.
You know what I'm on about before I've even said. surprised that you haven't spoken about it. And the game hadn't fully downloaded, so I was in that camp, received my fucking brand new but old bike, and it wouldn't let me progress because I hadn't finished downloading. And then literally as it finished and I loaded it back up, you texted me saying, I'm on my way. I was like, right, turn that off, set the pod up, we're good to go. But I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to really enjoy it this time because it just feels nice, man. Especially battering those little fucking run around things, whatever they're called.
The children zombies.
The children zombies with a baseball bat just smacking their heads in. It's fantastic behaviour.
I don't think you'll finish it.
You don't think?
I just don't think you've got the staying power for games that long these days.
I'm very heavy into World of Warcraft at the moment.
You got no chance.
Very heavy.
No chance. But you'll enjoy what you do play of it.
Thank you.
But
I'll give it a good old crack.
There's pits in the game that I'm just like, oh yeah, yeah. Basically, put it this way, there's like a Last of Us moment in it where you think, oh, this is the end. And then you're like, what? And you're like, oh my God. So yeah, you enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
It's a very good game and it has to be if I'm going to play it. They're my rules.
Yeah.
I have to love the game. And I did. And I do. And the one of the biggest travesties of the 20th century is that there is no Days Gone sequel, and there won't be.
Yeah, because they canned it, didn't they?
Yeah, Sony said no. But it's mental because their fans, even now, you see it on Twitter daily, Days Gone 2, please. Mm. Everyone wants Days Gone 2 because it's one of them. There's not many of them, but there's enough to shout about where critically ridiculed but consensualized by the consumer as this is great.
Mm.
You know, it's one of them cult classics that all the people that play it love it, but critically people don't. And it's like, well, we're the ones that buy it, make another one.
Yeah, you're paid to scrutinize it, but we don't agree with you, so shut up.
Yeah, basically. Everyone loves Days Gone, man. Everyone. Great game. Mm. Great game. I hope you do finish it because it's really fucking good.
I hope I do as well, because I've also got that little niggle of like, got the God of War DLC, still haven't done Cyberpunk.
I need to download that.
Like, there's so many other things where it's
Cyberpunk,
like,
yeah.
I want to get it done, but at the same time, it's like, I can't be arsed because there's just so much shit.
Right now, I am playing Call of Duty Warzone, Diablo 4, Kingdom Come Deliverance, and DayZ. And I am playing all four of them simultaneously. Get that in your head. Mental.
Mental, innit?
I've completed the Diablo 4 Battle Pass.
Fantastic.
Got my character to level 75, I think. Done a tier 100 Nightmare Dungeon in the highest world tier. I got myself into the highest world tier. On my own. Right? On my own.
You weren't there, Kyle. We didn't need shitty decks and fucking bad advice. He's done it on his own.
Useless decks.
Useless.
Rubbish. Yeah. So I'm. I want to play God of War because the main reason I want to play it, like before, I don't want to get spoiled because there's a lot of story stuff in this important, and I don't want to get spoiled by that. So I need to get that done at ASAP. I want to play Cyberpunk because I haven't finished Phantom Liberty. And they're dropping a massive update again, which is mental because they said they were done. Obviously not. I think the reception and their sales have probably gone, hold on, maybe.
Let's try and milk it a bit more.
Yeah, but it's free, so are we milking it or are we just making it better? Make it better, more, please. And also, interestingly enough, there's another game on my... There's many games on my horizon. I want to play Mortal Kombat, I want to play Spider-Man. There's a game a geezer at work plays, and I've been umming and ahhing about it for a while. And it's crossplay, and he said he would help me, ease me into it. Sounds up my street, looks up my street, but I'm scared. It's a multiplayer game, similar to DayZ. It's got dinosaurs in it. It's called
Ark
Ascended, the new Ark remake Ascended. Of the thing. And it looks great, plays really well on PlayStation, and I can play with him on PC, and he can teach me stuff. One thing that's really putting me off, he told me a tale the other day. He was in his base. He bought two loot box things you can buy. I don't know where you buy them from. If he's in the game or online, I don't fucking know. He was opening his loot boxes. Someone snuck up behind him and killed him. But he'd opened his loot boxes. That geezer now has the items that he just opened, that he paid for. Do you know how angry I'd be?
You'd be fuming.
I paid real money for that.
Yeah. And this has been stolen from you.
But he said that he only does that like once every wipe. So once every wipe, he'll buy some stuff just to get a head start and get going. And then he'll build up and blah, blah, blah. It looks really cool. You can like tame your own dinosaurs, breed your own dinosaurs, ride them, use them in battle.
The thing I've always seen loads of shit about Ark Survival. And I've always had the same thought every single clip of it that I've seen. And I've always thought, this looks janky as fuck. And the UI looks absolutely disgusting. But there must be something to it because so many people play it. But it looks so incredibly underdeveloped, but at the same time, so crazy in depth. Much like DayZ. Graphically, it looks fucking horrendous. But it's so in depth. And Ark Survival, not Ascended, Survival, I've always thought has looked fucking janky.
Do you know what I just remembered?
And
it's not going to really affect you too much. Yours is going to be really boring. Nevertheless, what? You can do, you know how Spotify do their Wrapped?
Yeah, PlayStation Wrapped. Yeah.
Let's I'll read mine out for you.
Go on then.
I was going to send it to you the other day.
But mine is a bit boring.
Well, it would be, because you don't play the fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
You're a little keyboard warrior.
Sorry.
Pardon me. Here we go. Pressing the Let's Find Out button. I have already looked at it. In 2023, how many games do you think I played?
67.
44.
I was close.
What was the first game I played in 2023?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Fortnite. First of the first 2023. New Great. Year's Day game. I was playing Fortnite. Here we go again. Here are your big hitters of 2023. So there's five positions here. Number one, what do you think it is?
Number one, it's Warzone.
Correct. Call of Duty. Yep. 158 hours spent in Warzone.
Yep.
Number two?
Number two, Cyberpunk.
Destiny.
Destiny, still.
You should have known that. You should have known that.
What, for 2023?
Still played it a fair chunk. I played it 108 hours.
Fuck!
Because I platinumed it this year. So
fuck, yeah.
Third on the list.
Go on.
Guess.
Oh, guess, sorry. Cyberpunk this time?
I'm going to tell you Cyberpunk's not on this list. So okay. I'll give you another guess.
Okay. So third. So we've got...
Call of Duty.
DayZ.
No.
No.
Diablo 4.
Diablo 4.
102 hours.
Yeah.
Number four.
Surely DayZ.
DayZ.
Yeah.
76 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Number five.
Number five. What's after DayZ then? Fortnite?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
66 hours.
Yeah.
Although I think it's more than that personally, but they're statistics and we'll go with them. My gaming style is Gunslinger. I spent 47% of my game time lining up shots and making them count.
Going to have to load mine up now, aren't I?
Yes, you are. My year in play. Let's look at what you got up to month by month. Okay, So January, I played Star Wars Battlefront 2 47 times for 34 hours. February, I played Hogwarts Legacy in 68 sessions for 60 hours. March, I played Destiny 2. For 61 sessions and 94 hours.
Okay.
And April, I played Destiny 2 for 57 hours in 50 gaming sessions. Which doesn't make sense, because that would mean I had like 150 hours in Destiny, and I don't think it said that.
Yeah.
May, 76 gaming sessions on COD, 67 hours logged. June, Diablo 4, 45 sessions, 96 hours. July... I'm going to stop reading that out. July was DayZ. August was DayZ. September was Baldur's Gate. October was COD. November was COD. Oh, December has been Diablo.
No.
The next slide is... here's some games you should try. No, thank you. this year, this is an interesting one. You played how many hours?
What, for this year? For 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not do that at the beginning?
It even says my favourite controller, look.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
But did we not do that at the beginning?
No, all in all, how many hours
I played. Oh, all in all.
On the PlayStation.
900 and something.
Oh, not bad. 880 hours.
Not bad at all.
I spent 82.84% of game time playing 28 games on my PlayStation 5. I earned 248 trophies.
Decent. Decent. Quite nice. Everyone's done this rap stuff. It's quite cool.
My social star is Squad Hero. I put 295 hours in with the squad.
Ah. Multiplayer man yourself.
I earned 19 digital collectibles and 2,713 points, which is great because I use them to get vouchers, which I love. And the final thing is share and compare your memories. So that's it. And you got free avatars.
Very insightful.
Scary. I need to get a life.
Very insightful, not compared to some other people that me and Mark have seen. Fuck me. There's some serious shit there. Shall we do mine and see the comparison?
Let's go.
So, whoa, you sure spice things up with heaps of variety. I played 26 games.
Not bad.
26 games. My first game of 2023.
No Man's Sky.
No. The Quarry.
Okay, yeah.
Which, on the 2nd. 2nd of January, The Quarry was what I played first. And then we've got, here are my big hitters. So, number one.
Hogwarts Legacy.
It was Hogwarts Legacy, with a total of 109 hours spent on Hogwarts Legacy. Number two.
Stray.
Shit, yeah, I forgot about Stray. No, because Stray was a very short game when it's like 6 hours. Yep. Number two was Cyberpunk.
Oh, yes.
Number two was Cyberpunk with a total hours spent of 59 hours. Number three.
I don't remember you. I don't really know how many games you play. Rocket League?
Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Wow.
28 hours spent playing that. Oh, yeah, I'm surprised this didn't make it on your list, to be fair. But, well, actually, no, by the numbers, I'm not surprised. Number four?
Battlefield?
Remnant 2.
Oh, yeah.
27 hours.
Of course.
And the, our lists are extremely different. And then the final one, number five, you won't get it.
So tell me.
Dead Island 2.
I didn't even know you played that.
20 hours. Completed it, didn't I? A fantastic game. Really enjoyed it. Very short.
I played a lot of Dying Light 2 actually lately.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very different.
Great. Your gaming title, I'm a thrill seeker. You spent 58% of your game time on the edge of your seat. I don't know what that means.
It means the quarry.
I was loving it. So what you got month by month? So game of the month for me was The Quarry. Was that for January? And then game of the month, obviously Hogwarts Legacy. For that, for February and March. Dead Island 2 was April and May. Final Fantasy was
just
June.
About to say, how is that not on my list? That's mental.
Final Fantasy was June, but I only put in 15 hours. Cyberpunk in July, August, September. Assassin's Creed Mirage in October. Dead by Daylight in November. And then that was it. I've got nothing for December so far.
Rocket League and fucking...
Probably, yeah.
And the other game that goes by the name of Days Gone.
Thrill Seeker and Bucket. Oh, no, I'm not interested in you. I don't want your recommendations. So this year you played how many hours? Be modest.
280.
324. Which ain't too bad considering I spend most of my time on my laptop. Mm. Still managed to sink in quite a decent amount of hours.
I'd like a World of Warcraft wrapped.
Oh. Don't. It'd be absolutely ridiculous. You spent 91.98% of your game time playing 18 different games. What else have we got? In 2023, you earned 192 trophies. Not too bad. Six of which were gold. The rest were all silver and bronze.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a trophy man. Your social style is party animal. You really partied up with 10 parties this year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's ludicrous.
You earn 12 digital collectibles and earn 1,051 points. Why did we all get the Marvel Spider-Man
thing? That's random, isn't it?
It's not... I didn't play Spider-Man. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's... there's a voucher. Oh, you have to redeem that voucher. Helldivers 2, yeah? How odd. Did you see how much them earbuds are as well? 200 quid.
Yeah, no, thanks.
For them fucking Pulse Explore wireless earbuds.
Pulse Explore my ass.
I'd like to hear everyone else's rapt. If anyone else is listening.
Yeah, let us know your hours, man.
That'd be interesting. Sam!
Did you see Asgard's Wrath 2?
Asgard's Wrath 2.
Something like that it's called.
No.
VR game.
No.
RPG. It's getting 10 out of 10s across the board everywhere. Everyone's going nuts for it.
Wrath 2.
I think it's called Asgard's Wrath. Yeah. I know nothing about it other than the fact it's a VR game and everyone's going mental about it.
Just like a Mortal Kombat, but attacking people.
I've no idea.
VR is so not my thing.
No, me either. But it just blows my mind that a VR game's actually good. That's mental to me.
4.7 stars on the Metascore. Which is...
What's it at on Metacritic?
Asgard's Wrath 2 review by IGN is 10 out of 10. Mm. IGN's one of those weird ones where I don't know how much...
I don't trust big reviewers like that. Mm. I only really trust the independent reviewers nowadays.
So Metacritic has... Fucking hell. 93.
That's mental, man. It's mental.
93. Metascore. Universal acclaim. Based on 10 critic reviews. IGN gives it 100. GameRant gives it 90. That's crazy. MetaQuest has got 93. It says the 100 from IGN. Asgard's Wrath 2 is the full-fledged VR open-world RPG I've always wanted to play, and for that matter, it's one of the best RPGs in any perspective I've played in years, with four unique characters and stories, fantastic... fantastic and satisfying combat, intricate and rewarding RPG systems, a great story, and an entire roguelike dungeon crawling mode thrown in just to show off. This masterpiece completely nails almost everything it tries, much of which has never been pulled off in VR. The MetaQuest 3's killer app has arrived, and even after more than 90 hours throwing squids at gloriously shredded lizards and whipping across gaps, I'm still eager to jump back in. It's a shame that none of us have any VR.
No.
Nor are we interested in any VR whatsoever. But...
step in the right direction.
That is though. A very good step in the right direction as far as they're calling it one of the best RPGs that
exactly.
they've played in a long time.
And just, RPGs are my favourite games.
I'm just looking at a quick bit of fucking gameplay from IGN, and I won't lie, it doesn't look like anything that I've actually seen.
I'm going through images and it looks before. Fucking cool. But the thing is I don't like about VR is you're not walking about, are you? Is it not like that weird little point and click and move? I want to be able to like walk
No, the point and click and move was not adopted by a lot of them. It's to aid in motion sickness, but most games you move around with the thumbsticks.
So you move now?
Yeah, most VR games you move around with your thumbsticks.
Okay. So that makes it much more interesting.
Because you've got to remember, a lot of the PSVR obviously had the motion controllers, which were like the fucking baton things.
Yeah.
Most VRs did not adopt that style of controller. Most of them, and pretty much all of them now, have they wrap over your hands.
Okay.
With an analog stick in either, so you're holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you move around, and you've got buttons here. And then buttons up here. So it's a lot more comfy. And then there's even ones now. I think the MetaQuest one does it where it tracks your actual hands. So you're not holding a controller. It tracks your hand movements.
So what is MetaQuest?
MetaQuest is the VR.
For what system?
Meta.
Sorry?
Meta.
So it's not on a system?
No, the system is the headset.
Ah.
Yeah. Steph's cousin...
So his own personal thing.
Yeah, Steph's cousin bought one when she was last over the time before, the MetaQuest 2, I think, and it's a fully wireless headset with the two controllers, and the games themselves download directly onto the headset. So you buy them off of the Meta store.
Is this what is this MetaQuest 2 or 3? This one. What is this?
This one that I'm looking at now is MetaQuest 3. The one that I've tried was MetaQuest 2, and I have to say it was a very, very fun experience because there's no wires. So you're not scared of fucking knocking into anything.
Yikes.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not paying that.
How much is the MetaQuest 3?
£619.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But you think, I don't know the comparisons between the 2 and the 3.
Although, hold on a minute. MetaQuest 3, Asgard's Wrath 2 bundle, £479.98. So I'm going to watch this on YouTube, okay? And I'm going to see...
You're going to sell your Xbox.
I'm going to see if this tickles my pickle. If my pickle is tickled, consider the MetaQuest 3...
So...
pickled.
The MetaQuest 2, what I played, so obviously having the standard VR, the PSVR headset was extremely uncomfortable and very buggy, very annoying to use and just wires everywhere. MetaQuest 2 has absolutely zero wires. Rather than it being a hard plastic shell... the whole headset, obviously the actual VR bit is obviously plastic, however the rest of it was elasticated, so you would just stretch it over your head and then boom, it fits in and it actually snugged around your whole vision perfectly, whereas the PSVR, it left gaps underneath, so the light still got in and it kind of ruined the immersion a bit. One of the very cool bits about the MetaQuest 2, which a lot of VR headsets do now, because I don't think they were the pioneers of it, is scanned the entire room. So when you were playing a game, if you stepped out of your zone that it sets, rather than you being blind, it would give you a black and white image of everything that's around
that's
you.
That's very cool.
So you can see everything, so you can continue doing what you're doing without bumping into anything. It also, unlike the PSVR, the tracking from the headset, all of the tracking was done by the headsets and the controllers, whereas the PSVR, you had to set up a motion bar thing that would track. So if you weren't positioned properly, it wouldn't track it properly. Whereas the MetaQuest, you're free to move around wherever you want because the headset has got a 360 thing that's tracking the controllers. So it doesn't matter where you move, it's locked in. I'm pretty sure with the MetaQuest 3, like I say, it's either that one or a different one where it's able to scan the entire room that you're in and give you a playing field, so it knows exactly where every single little thing is, so you don't have to worry about bumping into anything. It knows where it is. And like I say, it tracks your hands. So you've now, rather than got a controller, you've got your hands, which it will now track your finger movements. That's and everything cool. like that. So in it, coming from PSVR to using that MetaQuest, the only downside to the MetaQuest is obviously because it's fully wireless, it's battery operated. So it only lasts, I think it still lasted for quite a while. I think it was like 6 hours or something like that. There's quite a, for VR terms, there's quite a big fucking gap. By that point, you're wanting to take a break anyway. The difference between the two and now, that it's progressed so much further from when I last played VR. But just at that point, the gap between the PSVR and the MetaQuest was fucking huge. Incredible. Very, very nearly made me buy one. Very nearly. Because I was like, this is incredible. Because it is exactly how you'd want VR to be. Pick the fucking headset on, pick it up, put it on your head. No adjusting, no nothing. Press the on button. Here's the controllers. See you later. Fuck off. Walk away.
I bought a Nintendo Switch for Pokemon. Mainly Zelda, though. I bought an Xbox for Starfield. Who's to say I'm not going to buy a MetaQuest for Asgard's Wrath?
It's very cool.
I'm interested. I'm going to do some YouTube research this evening and hope that I hate what I see, because I do not want to spend that on myself, but I am willing to for the podcast.
The only thing that puts me off the VR is, from a longevity point of view, I can't see myself finding any game that's on it at the moment which would make me want to continue putting hours in and stuff like that. Like, what I would love to have is something, say, like a first-person game, like Dead Island 2 or Dead by Dying Light 2 or something like that.
Shit like that.
But in VR, at least it's an actual game that you're progressing through story and stuff like that, not sort of gimmicky. But I think, judging by what I'm seeing, the reviews speak for themselves, don't they?
Yeah, oh yeah. That looks like a proper RPG with loads of cool shit. I mean, that looks good for me. Do we wrap it there?
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it, because I need to go and eat some onion rings.
Having onion rings?
Well, crisps.
Oh, okay. Decent. Right.
See you next week for the Santa special, which is going to be no different to any other one.
Fucking ho, ho, ho. Might
sing jingle bells.
Oh, my God. Ooh, roo.
Ooh, fucking merry roo.